This week, the Senate Finance Committee is expected finally to unveil a health care bill. It will be more moderate than others already on the table. Joining us now from Capitol Hill to help us interpret the state of play with Congress back for a fall session is NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Lynn.
So as we just heard, the president was in Minnesota yesterday pushing his health care plan, which seemed totally bogged down just a week ago. What's been going on to get things moving?
Well, as we just heard, President Obama is taking full ownership now of health care, and he's taking on the role of salesman-in-chief as he tries to pump up support for the plan. But another reason things may get moving now with health care is that the clock is ticking ever more loudly as we get closer to October 15th. And that's the date when Senate Democrats will be able to try to muscle a health care bill through with just a simple majority rather than the supermajority of 60 votes that most controversial legislation requires. And that's because Democrats included an arcane parliamentary tool called reconciliation in this year's budget for health care legislation. It's there as a backstop as they try to get a bill passed under regular rules. But, of course, that hasn't happened yet. Neither the House nor the Senate has even begun floor debate on a health care bill. And it's not clear how soon they will, but that reconciliation clock keeps ticking.
Now, what about the so-called Gang of Six? That's the three Republicans and three Democrats on the Senate Finance Committee who are working on a bipartisan plan. Is that still relevant?
Well, it is. Their plan, which they're to unveil later this week, is the only one that's had a lot of input from Republicans. And one Republican in particular, Maine's Olympia Snow, could provide the Democratic caucus, which now has only 59 members after the death of Ted Kennedy, with the necessary 60th vote to block any attempts at filibusters. But the Gang of Six is also relevant because much of what President Obama outlined in his health care speech last week is expected to be in that committee's bill, which gives it a good chance of being an outline for the bill the Senate will eventually debate and vote on. It's by far the most conservative of the five health care bills, but it's also the one that politically probably has the broadest appeal.
David, this past week, senators of both parties delivered eulogies for the late Senator Ted Kennedy, and we found out who will be taking his place as chairman of the Health and Education Committee and who's keeping the chairmanship of the Banking Committee. What's the significance of those moves?
Well, you know, Iowa's Tom Harkin is going to give up his gavel as chairman of the Agriculture Committee to take over as the new chairman of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions panel that Kennedy headed. And like Kennedy, Harkin's a liberal who's a great friend of organized labor. He's also been a champion for people with disabilities. Now, the senator who was actually next in line for that job was Connecticut's Chris Dodd, but Dodd's already the chairman of the Banking Committee, and he decided he'd rather hold on to that post. Dodd is facing a very tough re-election bid next year after nearly three decades in the Senate, and he's been hurt politically by his role in the banking bailouts last fall. But Dodd seems to think that by staying on as banking chairman, he can oversee a revamping of financial services regulations that President Obama's been calling for, and in doing so, possibly redeem himself in the eyes of Connecticut voters. So we'll see him continue as chairman of the Banking Committee.
NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna. Thanks so much, David.
You're welcome, Lynn.